welcome back. You guys know where you are. You're on Expert Talk. And today is International Women's Day. So we figured, why not sit down with 27 women that are making it happen from all walks of life, from all over the world. They're hanging out with me today, and I feel so honored. And coming up next, I've got Katie coming up. And her husband have created a really cute and fun and new project that we're going to talk about. Hey, Katie, what's happening?
Hey, Tio, thank you for having me today.
Thank you for coming on. I appreciate you. You know, we just recently met. We're just kind of getting to know each other. This is actually our first time chatting one-on-one. Well, in this case, one on many. I thank you so much for coming on with me today. How are you?
Doing great. It is a beautiful day here. I just got back in from a walk with my kids, and it's a really nice day.
Now, you just launched a new podcast, correct? Family Success Secrets. It's been, what, 2 weeks, 3 weeks? It hasn't been that long, has it?
Nope. We launched it February 12th. And in that first launch week, we were able to hit number 20 on the parenting charts in the U.S. So we were really excited and thankful for all the support.
Now, tell me what Family Success Secrets is all about. I've listened. I love it. I'm a fan. I'm a subscriber. But what's it all about? What made you decide to create this particular show?
Well, we have traveled the world with the military, and we have met so many families. And as a special needs family ourselves, we have learned that there are certain things that can make your life much less stressful, much more enjoyable, and that they can lead to an abundant life despite your circumstances. So we figured that we would share a lot of the lessons we've learned and bring in experts and others who have learned very valuable golden nuggets to share with our audience as well. So every episode ends with a practical tool that families can try if it's something that resonates with them.
So let's go over a couple of topics. Tell me a couple of show topics that you have already covered.
Sure. Well, we have covered wealth creation for families. We have covered nutrition and making it simple and fun for moms, which is really something that most moms tell me is a challenge for them. We actually spoke to a precious friend who, she's a new friend of ours. She has dwarfism, and she covered the topics of getting a job if you are someone with a disability, and also to talk to parents about how to teach your children to interact with those in your community who have disabilities. So our show will range from having experts in fields like organization for your home, all the way to interviewing people who have experienced very inspirational and sometimes very challenging lives, but have learned and grown and have absolute beautiful things to share from it.
Now, you mentioned nutrition just now, and it's hard enough for one person, me, to even think about nutrition. But when you're talking about nutrition for an entire family, especially small children, there's so many things out there that look better. They got toys that come in a bag. We won't even talk about what it is. You know, how do you get that together and make it not only fun, but nutritious and delicious? How do you do that?
Well, for my family, we actually currently are juggling three separate diets, all medical based. And when we began this journey, we decided first off, we would never go without. And secondly, we would make sure that it was food we enjoyed eating. So I was given the gift of having certain people in my life that I could ask questions to. And then I launched myself into years worth of research and training. And now through the people that we're interviewing and through some of the resources that Steve and I are going to be developing too to help families, we kind of have it all sort of in a kit. So moms who want to or need to do this can just do it and not need all that support and research that we had to experience.
That is cool. What's next for the show? Where are you guys going? Because you just got started. You're co-hosting with your husband.
Correct.
So what's going next? Where do you see it in 6 months, in a year? What's your hopes? What's your dreams?
Well, the show just has an opportunity for endless amount of gold nuggets from people. So I'm looking at trying to speak to maybe some single parents to talk about how do they juggle? Because I know quite a few single parents who are dear to me who have said, you know, please find out how can we balance this better. You know, we're just going to continue reaching out more and more to different people with various experiences. We'll also begin launching a coaching program that's coming up in the near future so that we'll be able to walk families who want to have stability early on in their lives through how to make sure that those frameworks are set in their home either reduce stress or to prevent it so that they can really live an abundant life with their family that they dreamed of.
So you mentioned earlier you have children. I'm getting feedback from you. Can you turn your speaker down just a little bit?
Sure.
Yeah, because it's giving feedback back. Just a little bit. Yeah, it should be good. Yep, okay. We're good. So you mentioned earlier that you have children, you have a family. How are you balancing between mom, especially when everybody's trapped at home for the most part, mom and all the mom duties, and also building a business in the middle of COVID? How are you doing that?
Well, some of it is a little bit of juggling and just, you know, rotating what has the priority at the moment. And some of it is a matter of scheduling with very simple systems, because I am very much a free spirit. So I have to keep things very simple. And the other part is that our children, we started training them while they were young, how to be very independent and how to be very much a part of our team. So they actually also know which territories in our home they're responsible for. And so really, I don't have to do it all. The family does it together as a unit. And so it's wonderful.
You need an award for that, because I still haven't figured that out. And I've got 3 grandsons and we're still going, what is he doing now? He's not even 2 years old, the youngest one, and he's running the whole house. So I probably need to pay more attention to exactly what it is that you're doing over there. If you were not doing a podcast, what would you be doing right now?
Well, normally what we do and what we're still doing, we have a neurodevelopmental program that we do for our very severely disabled son. He was not well during the summer, which allowed us to back down on that program a little bit, gave us more hours to work on the podcast. So he was resting more than doing a lot of this program. But normally that program is about 90 hours a week. So as a team, we all put in a lot of effort. I also homeschool the children. They range from ages 6 to up to almost 17. We have 5 of them. So I keep very busy with that. And the podcast is really podcast is our after hours joy. We have had so much fun with it.
For the young moms that are, you know, we're almost a year in. We're basically a year in. I saw an advertisement on Facebook, I think, that said this weekend pass was the last normal weekend before COVID last year. And so we've been doing this for a year, but there are still moms and families, dads, that are trying to balance between homeschooling and activities and television and junk food and all of that. How are you handling all of that?
Yeah, well, we had the blessing of not having it be as dramatic for us, because we already were homeschooling before the lockdown. So for us, things like swimming lessons that, you know, and our normal play dates and our normal tutorial, you know, that was very hard for us. But we have managed to still have play dates through, you know, with our son's needs for his immune system. We have had quarantine before we do that. As far as, you know, really prioritizing, I think for us, we stripped away the things that weren't necessary and really focused on what built joy into our days, what things were the most important. And for families who are struggling, I would suggest looking into the book, The 5 Love Languages, especially the one that's specific to children, because if you can learn how your child understands love, it might be different than how you understand love. And if you can fill up their love tank at home in a really effective, efficient way, then you'll find that a lot of those other problems disappear and they won't be feeling as needy and after you as much.
I love that. The love tank. I really love that concept. I've never heard it put that way before. You know, I'm going to ask you something silly that you're going to go, sure. Really? That's the question you're going to ask?
Nothing.
Do you read stories to your children at night?
It depends on which child wants us to. We have hit a point where actually our youngest would prefer to read with his brother, who is 11.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, we go through phases. Sometimes we'll read novels aloud at the dinner table. Other times we'll do audiobooks as a group. And other times it's just not possible and it's just not one of the priorities. So it just depends kind of on the season that we're in. And so we always make sure we're hitting a highlight. It just may not be all the highlights all the time.
And if your children wanted to be entrepreneurs, if they wanted to host their own shows or create their own coaching programs, is that something you'll encourage, or is that something you're going to say, nope, not going there?
Our 16-year-old has built his funnel. He's finished one funnel away, and he's recorded a, he is in the middle of finishing up and getting ready to record his course to teach young men self-confidence, because he's noticed that there is a lack of it. Our 11-year-old actually was the first entrepreneur in our family. He wanted to start a business when he was six. He's had the name since then, and he has been in product development ever since. So actually, our children were entrepreneurs before us.
I love this. I love talking with you. I think it's awesome. I love the fact that, you know, people that are single, or like in our case, our kids are grown and the grandchildren don't live here, and we can't seem to find enough time in the day. You know, we're going, oh, I don't have time for that. I don't have time for that. And then I get a chance, an opportunity to sit down with someone like you, Katie, and you tell me all the things that you do in a day that I get tired just listening to. I don't know how you're balancing your time. How do you schedule your day?
Each of our children actually has a chart that guides them through their day. And then we have a rough schedule for what we do each day, but we have to be very flexible, because with children, you never know who's going to wake up ill, or, you know, whatever things are going to happen. So I do use an electronic calendar that helps. We connect the whole family to it. You know, for us, really, balance is more a matter of being flexible and kind of rolling with what's the most important. And we don't do all the things in one day. Really, it's an accumulation of a lot of little things over a lot of days.
Ah, okay. Well, I want to thank you for coming and hanging out. I want to thank you for being on the show. And I mean, just trusting me, because like I said, we haven't really talked to each other than right now, and a couple of direct messages and a couple of emails. And you said, sure, I'll come, I'll be there. And I said, this is awesome. This is awesome. I want to thank you for, you know, just hanging out with me for a few minutes and sharing your story. I hope you and your husband will both come back, and we can really talk about everything that you're doing in your coaching program and all things that are coming.
Thank you. It would be our pleasure. And thank you again for having me today. I really appreciate it.
You are the best. I'll talk to you soon. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.